Earlier this year, the Wyoming legislature cut $36 million from money they provide to school districts. Since that time, districts have been trying to get that money back and convince lawmakers that additional cuts would hurt their ability to adequately teach students. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that it all centers on the state constitution.
Let's give you a quick history lesson. Many years ago, the state lost a lawsuit that changed the way schools are funded. Lawmakers had to develop a school funding model that is designed to give school districts enough money to pay for what is called the basket of goods and services. This includes a list of knowledge and skills that students are expected to learn, as well as some graduation requirements. Wyoming's Constitution says education is a fundamental right, something folks like Campbell County Superintendent Boyd Brown likes to remind lawmakers.
We've gone through the process of deciding what's in the basket of goods, and they have had consultants come in and say what it's going to cost for those for that basket of goods. And so I think that's what we're looking at trying to preserve. Otherwise, we're going to have to cut services, and they're going to have to tell us what services we would have to cut there.
During a recent meeting of the legislature's Joint Education Committee, Brown pointed out that in his town, jobs are being cut and families are leaving. His district has already seen a loss of roughly 450 students. Loss of enrollment and a decline in the local economy will hurt his district's bottom line.
Looking at where we're at, we're thinking 3 years down the road, we may have a loss of about $5 million.
Campbell County has reserves and still will have a solid tax base, but Brown says that won't be the case everywhere. For instance, Meteetse Superintendent Jay Curtis says smaller districts like his will be more impacted than the bigger ones.
If we actually have to reduce people, we're reducing programs. We do not have more than one person doing any one program. So any type of reduction means that our students get fewer classes, less opportunity.
But the fact is, while there is a lot of hand-wringing, when you look at the numbers, the cut really isn't that bad. Despite the reduction, most districts in the state are either going to get more money than last year or have plenty of reserves to help them overcome this reduction. State Senator Dan Dockstader is from Afton.
I think we'll be just fine even with the cuts. It'll be okay.
Dockstader points out that during the good times, the state has given districts much more than was required. Wyoming still ranks in the top 16 in teacher salaries, and Dockstader says in his community they have no problem replacing teachers. He says it's fair to ask K-12 education to help meet the state's revenue shortfall.
The state is running on less money than it ever has before. The projection is not good. Things have got to change.
But Sublette County Representative Albert Summers says they have to be cautious. Summers notes that the courts have required lawmakers to spend a specific amount on education, and if they go below that, there could be problems.
So we can't cut much before we're below the constitutional mandate. So the thought that we can go out and really carve into this thing, we can't do it, or we're not going to meet the constitutional muster.
State Superintendent Jillian Balow has a similar warning.
I would anticipate that school districts will continue to push back, maybe even in the form of litigation. Ultimately, that may change the way that we do business.
It's worth noting that school districts have been very successful when they've sued the state over funding issues. So, Balow says the real challenge for legislators will be in finding a way to pay for education during a fiscal downturn.
You know, it's no secret that we're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in a reduction to the school foundation account, and that will be felt very deep.
Oh, and there's another problem. Legislators are also responsible for the building and upkeep of schools. The coal money that used to pay for that has gone away. House Minority Leader Mary Throne says lawmakers, though, should not overreact.
I think we need to not do anything abruptly.
Throne says she thinks they have the ability to study a variety of revenue options because enrollment declines and reserve funding will buy them time in the short term. Solutions could range from slightly tweaking the school funding model to raising taxes. But Throne says further education cuts are a bad idea because education helps economic development.
If we have bad schools, no one is going to want to move here and start businesses here. Good schools will make us attractive in spite of our economic downturn.
This debate will not be ending anytime soon. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.